You're listening to the biggest variety in the North. I'm Kevin here with another interview as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer, highlighting great local businesses around the NWT, which are offering great things to make your summer that much more enjoyable. Joined by Peter of the town of Hay River. How's it going today, Peter?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And, you know, Hay River is actually, weirdly enough, a place that I have never been to yet. So for somebody who hasn't been there like me, what are some places you would suggest going to?
Oh, I would say you would need to go to the beaches, any one of the three main beaches in town. My personal favorite is Pump House Beach, which is a natural beach filled with driftwood, and especially this year because of the high water levels, there's just tons of driftwood there. So you can go and collect a bunch of pieces of driftwood for your garden or for your home or to send to friends.
How long have you been living in Hay River for?
I was here for 5 years before, came back, been here for almost three, so 7 years in total, I guess.
Awesome. So what are some of your favorite places around the town to go visit, whether it's in the summer or in the winter?
The Hay River Heritage Museum is a treasure trove of local and territorial history, and that's a must-stop. It's unfortunately only open in the summertime. The Twin Falls, of course, which are just up the road in Enterprise, our lovely neighbors, the Alexander and Louise, and, of course, just getting out on the river. It's easy to rent a canoe here, or you can sign out snowshoes in the wintertime from the rec center. And they're free, and you can go and snowshoe down the river, or you can fish on the river during the summer months. Of course, sitting on the beach and having a bonfire and watching the aurora borealis, you know, starting in August, is a fantastic way to spend an evening with friends and family.
So, with obviously the way tourism has been hit across the NWT over the last couple months, how important is it for Hay River to get business booming back again for tourism?
Well, I think it's very important for, like, all of our communities in the Northwest Territories. You know, for us, we'd like to see more people from the territories actually come down and explore Hay River and surrounding area and all of our surrounding neighbors. I mean, Hay River is a great hub for adventure and activity. So you can basically set yourself up here, whether it's a hotel room or a campground, and you can travel to Fort Rez, Fort Smith, Wood Buffalo National Park, of course, Fort Prov, Fort Simpson, and do the whole waterfall route through there, through the whole South Slave area. There's tons to do here, and it could be, you know, a simple, you know, 2-day weekend visit, or you could easily do 2 weeks in the South Slave.
Yeah, because that's a big point, because with travel still being restricted outside of the territory, a lot of people are definitely more likely to start traveling more inside of the territories. So definitely visiting Hay River, maybe if that's a place you don't go to as much, definitely the time now to do so.
Absolutely. And you know what? There's just so much to see down here, just like there is when you travel to the North Slave, right? There's just so much to see. And unless you get out and start, you know, asking people what there is to see that live there, you really don't know, right? It's a mystery, right? So we're just trying to sort of help unravel the fact that, you know, that there is these great attractions and adventures here in the South Slave, and you don't have to travel outside of the territories to have a great vacation.
Absolutely. And of course, another big appeal for people when it comes to travel is food. Obviously, everybody loves food. So what are some places in Hay River that are still, you know, maybe doing takeout or just some of your favorite places in town?
Well, all the restaurants here actually are great. We've got the Woodland Walk and Grill and the Boardroom, both serving Chinese and Canadian style food. The Sub on the Hub has a wide variety of food. White Stock Convenience is subs and chicken fingers, hard ice cream. The Doghouse Pub and the Keys have a very wide menu, excellent food, excellent preparation, and you know, we all love to go out on a regular basis here and feed ourselves at the either any of these establishments.
So if people want to travel in Hay River, what's the best way to kind of organize a nice trip?
Well, you can call the Tourist Information Center. We're open Monday to Friday right now due to the COVID hours. 8:30 to 5, or you can send an email to tourism@hayriver.com. Our phone number is 867-874-3180. If you're down here, there's a bunch of stuff that you need to see as well, like the new port landing, which has been retrofitted and has brand new slips for boats. So bring your boat down and launch it off the port landing, explore the river and the lake. And if you don't have a boat, you can easily rent a canoe, paddleboard, or a kayak from Canoe North. Fisherman's Wharf Pavilion is a brand new construction. This is the first opening coming up August 1st and Saturday. And, of course, the famous fish and chips, whitefish from the lake. And it's a post and beam construction. There'll be vendor booths there with market gardeners selling produce and products and local artisan crafts. And, you know, and once the water level goes down a bit, I would say, you know, get down to Louise Falls and go down that spiral staircase to the edge of the river and hunt for some fossils, or go to the top of the falls at Alexandra and look for the walking fish trackway, which is a pre-dinosaur trackway by a walking fish.
One last question. A lot of people here in the territories love fishing. What are some of the prime fishing locations in Hay River?
You can fish right off the banks of the river easily within town. Basically, just park your car, walk over the berm, and you're right on the edge of the river, and the pickerel and pike are biting. So I would say bring your fishing rod down. If not, then you can basically book an outfitter with Two Seasons or Castaway Cottages, and they'll supply you with what you need to either get out on your own or they can take you out. There's also jet boat rides to the bottom of Louise Falls, and that's through Two Seasons Adventure Tours. Well worth a trip, once in a lifetime.
Awesome. Well, thank you for this interview, Peter.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned to the biggest variety in the north to hear more from great local business owners as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer. If you want to hear more interviews as part of the summer staycation, head over to our website, myyellowknifenow.com, to hear more from local businesses.